This UCSD-TV program is a presentation of University of California Television for educational and non-commercial use only.
In 232, I think if it's a little softer and a little shorter, it'll probably sit there. It doesn't have to be too loud.
How does a percussionist become a conductor?
A percussionist becomes a conductor by dropping one stick. That's the standard joke. It seemed like a kind of logical extension of my musical life, my musical mind. I've always loved the music of the orchestra, and when the chance came to perform it and not simply to listen to it on my stereo, I just leapt at it. Every orchestra, every arts institution belongs to a place. And so what we mean with that with respect to the La Jolla Symphony and Chorus is that we are an orchestra rooted in this community, seeking to make art that's relevant to the community, that comes from the community and that feeds back into it. And it's also a volunteer orchestra, so everyone, including myself, plays for free. For nearly 50 years, the La Jolla Symphony and Chorus has been affiliated with UCSD. We have many students. I think approximately 20% or nearly 20% of the membership of the La Jolla Symphony and Chorus consists of students. We present our concerts here on campus at Mandeville Auditorium. There's a wide sort of audience participation from the university community, including students and faculty members, staff people. We bring, I think, approximately 6,000 audience members onto campus every year for various functions that we do. So it's a conduit from the university to the community, and then also from the community, by virtue of the membership of the orchestra and chorus, onto the university. It's a kind of fluid membrane through which information and culture and art passes both ways.
Scriabin wrote a part for a very large orchestra, as you can see, a chorus which will enter just before its entrance. Piano solo part played wonderfully by Noriko Kawai, our guest this time, and he wrote for an instrument called the color organ. In other words, he wrote a part for a lighting plot, including color, and this was some 100 years ago, so it was a very, very advanced idea.
It's a spectacular experience to be able to take sometimes kind of naughty music, dissemble it in front of them, teach it and work on it and have a kind of almost instantaneous grasp of the concept behind the music, because they have high levels of intellectual apparatus and theoretical background in their own private lives. You know, the commitment is really palpable and it's really breathtaking, I think. Standing in the place that I get to stand in an orchestra concert is one of the most thrilling things you can imagine. When you have 115 people around you, and you can sense that with those 115 people, you're making your way to this kind of singular moment in which everybody is participating, and the sound is coming from all around you, and it's loud and it's vigorous, and you're just floating on top of it. Never wonder again why live performance is important, and you'll never wonder again what art has to offer to us. It is this plasma that we all need, and if you could somehow just inject that directly into your system, you'd live 1,000 years, I think. It is so fantastic.